The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we are back. And we're a little late on this one, sorry. I have to blame the mail, but we are going to talk all about DK Publishing's new book, Greatest Rivalries, by the fantastic Jake Black. And he's outdone himself. Him and the team have to give credit to the team. They outdid themselves on this book. This is an amazing book. I love it so much.
Yeah, it's a really cool book. It's the greatest rivalries in WWE history, and it's broken up into three different sections. You got your old school with your classics, you got the attitude era, and then you get modern era, and you get all the different feuds and factoids. Like, I love factoids. And
I love the factoids, yeah.
Every little feud, every feud they have in here has a factoid. It has all the big matches, has the factoids, did you knows, and it's little things. Everyone can tell you the basics, but when you have the little factoids and the little nuggets of information, that's the real stuff that you can't find anywhere else. And this book has it all, and you get every feud from different people. Like, you get Batista and Undertaker, you get Triple H and Batista, Edge and Matt Hardy. Edge and Undertaker, Wyatt's and Shield.
By the way, I don't know if anybody's going to hear this at DK Publishing, but if anybody would like to, shoot me that picture of the Wyatt family that's in the book on the down low, I would be very much appreciative of that. Thank you very much. Because it's an awesome picture and I've never seen it before and I want it so much. I really don't want to have to old school this and scan the book. I'm just saying. But I will do that.
Yeah. You get some feuds no one ever talks about, like Pillman and Goldust. That's in here, which is cool. And you have sections where you talk about just certain people. Like, there's Chris Jericho feuds. There's Brock Lesnar feuds. There's, it has every little thing that a person would want to know, which I really like. And the book itself, very colorful.
Very colorful. Like I mentioned, the picture of the Wyatt family, but that's not all. All the pictures in here, they're really well done. They're really well referenced. I like how they did the layout of the pages where it's like you have all the factoids and all the quotes and everything, but in the center, you have the actual two rivals facing each other, and they're either clips from TV or they're stock pictures or they're whatever, but they have the two people facing each other in the rivalry, set up, which is really nicely done, and it's very consistent across the whole thing. I also have to love, bless the man, that The Undertaker is in all three sections of this book.
Well, his career spans three decades.
All three sections of this book.
I know, right?
But I just love that because it's like I opened it up when I first got it to Undertaker and Mankind. And I was like, oh, yay, that's in here. And then it's like flipping through it and just looking at everything. I went, oh, hey, look, yeah, I remember that feud. And it's just really kind of just funny to see that because you don't think about his career like that. But it's like, God, yay. Yeah, he has been there a while, and that's okay, because we all love him in his crazy ways.
You also see the many hairstyles of The Undertaker as well.
Yes, you do. You do see his many hairstyles. But yeah, I mean, you mentioned going back to, the other feuds. It's just, it's interesting to see what you remember and what you forget. Because it's like you kind of flip through it, and you're looking through it, and you come across one, and you're like, oh yeah, that did happen. Or, for me, because I wasn't necessarily watching in the Attitude Era, I liked it. It's like to go back and see some of the history on this stuff, and what makes the feud is really cool for me, because I love to read history like that and actually get it in a kind of almost condensed form like this, which is nice.
Yeah, it's a really nice format. It's very easy to read. It's a great coffee table book. So there's that. It highlights the men, highlights the women. It highlights WWE versus ECW, WWE versus WCW. It shows everything that you need to know throughout the book, and it's the perfect book.
It is. It really is. If you're into that kind of thing, you want a good coffee table book, if you want a good read, if you want to brush up on your wrestling history, this is your book.
Right. It's not heavy. It's light reading. You pick a feud. There's a whole nice table of contents. You can skip to the page of the feud you want to know. Boom. You learn everything. You talk about Big Show John Cena. You get the top five matches. You get some facts. You get everything. It's everything you need to know in one book.
And plus, it's just pretty. I mean, my God, just from, you know, the inside, from the way that they laid out pages to the front cover. I'm holding it up right now. You can't see it. There's Vanna White hand motions going on here. But they did this really slick matte finish cover. And then, you know, they popped the title with a little gloss. Just, you know, just for a little something, something. Got to make it stand out. And I appreciate that wholeheartedly. It's a very, very nice, well thought out book. You should totally buy it.
It's available now in bookstores everywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, WWE Shop. Go out, get this book today. WWE Greatest Rivalries from DK Publishing. Available now.
But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
I would agree with that. Make sure you follow us on social media. It's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Make sure you listen to The Rack every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, on twitch.tv/WTRLive, wildtalkradio.com, and rackradioshow.com.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at LinsWard, LNSWD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rack Extra Reviews, the Greatest Rivalries edition, right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will be back very soon. Till then, bye!